I'll put up some prepare for these are good. Today's date is 07/21/2025. Your patient is for Miss Antoinette Jackson. Jackson spells J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Antoinette, Antoinette spells A-N-T-I-O-N-E-T-T-E. Date of birth is 08/02/1970. This is a 54-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of finger fracture. That's a is here for follow-up with no new complaints, period. Patient stated since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints, period, in this paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period, in this paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period, in this paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air, blood pressure is 124/88, pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period, in this paragraph. Right index finger is splint is in good repair. Splint was removed. Patient was examined. There is no edema, no erythema, no breaking the skin, no vesicles, no bolli. She has full range of motion with slight grating on range of motion, period. Next part. She has tenderness about the patient in the DIPJ. No edema, no erythema, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is fracture index finger on the right. Assessment number two is finger pain. Next paragraph. Please change right to left index finger. Next paragraph. No x-rays will be done today. Patient was advised to come back in 4 weeks from the day of injury. So I will see her in another 2 weeks. At that point, I will repeat her x-ray. Today, we remove the splint and change it. She tolerated the procedure well. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. She indicated she does not need medication for pain at the moment, period. End of the patient.